that there are new cultural divides. We don't understand exactly what they look like. I don't think they're easily mapped. I mean, there are some very poor communities that are actually going to do better on the participatory side than some wealthy suburban communities, right? So the Ninth Ward would have ranked really high as a participatory culture. But you know, there's a vast majority in the middle that are going to fall on different sides of the divide. Some are going to shop at Walmart and Target for their CDs, and some are going to go online and, you know, go to Rhapsody or iTunes. You know, some are going to have expanded choices on their, you know, they're going to have satellite radio, and some are going to be confined to the Clear Channel station. So part of that is real access and money and how much it costs to participate in this new interactive, highly digital world of culture, and make sure that that system doesn't price people in unfair ways. You can imagine not too far off where some Americans will pay $300 a month and have full access to all the culture they want. And others, you know, are still going to be going down to the cable office and paying their cable bill in cash, trying to get by from month to month. So I think, yes, we have to keep in mind that this thickening of cultural possibility, both through increased choice or through participatory practice, that these things don't thicken for everybody evenly, and we need to, that's where policy needs to get involved.